Previously on Kepler's Ark.
I'm hungry.
Shit!
Oh, this is exhausting. What would you say I am?
Some sort of lion bird.
Mother told me about this ship. She said that you were trying to save all known life in the universe.
The fact that we have to stage a super secret, strong-armed, crazy psycho rescue mission for our engineers speaks volumes about just how much this has hindered our ultimate objective.
Captain, there is a transmission for you on the bridge.
Alpha Hall is clear.
I don't see anything. Someone is in there.
Guys! Who turned out the lights? We can't see what we're doing in here!
Goodness gracious, what the deucicle is that?
He's my new pal.
Good to meet you.
Yeah, he almost ate me.
Shall I play the transmission for you? We here on Earth would like to congratulate you on achieving a record distance traveled from our home.
And I'd like to congratulate you on doing something impossible. Whoever you are.
The following event took place several days after the events of the initial biological outbreak. None of the events in between said outbreak and the following have been deemed important or especially relevant according to my plugins of Better Judgment and Human Storytelling Protocol, save for one, which shall not be played at this time. You do not need to hear it. The first instance of human interaction with the Astral Glories was violent and brutish. We will therefore start with the second interaction in Ju Li In's quarters. In his quarters, you will find 1. Standard issue oxygen circulating unit, 1. Faux fireplace, 1. Antique Akabishi Gallery chronograph clock set to the current time in Kyoto, Japan, Earth, where his father and sister currently reside, passed down from generation to generation since before the famous Lee and In families united. 1. Holloway brand room speaker, currently playing Smooth R and B. Of course, Ju Li In himself, currently sleeping. And another organic being currently stretching towards him.
Ah! What the deucicle!
Now close your eyes, breathe in, hold gently, and breathe out. Now imagine the whole ship becoming light and slowly melting away in a sea of sparkles. And now it's just you, Stanza, and space. Warm, intelligent space wraps you up like a blanket. It cradles you like a child. When you breathe in, you inhale its warm, infinite intelligence. When you breathe out, you exhale all doubt, fear, anger, misunderstanding. Let them become vapor and simply breathe them out. Very good. Let the calm energy of this...
Captain! Ah! What the crust is...
Damn it, Julian!
These vines!
You're killing my calm!
What calm? Besides, this is no time for calm. Do you see these vines?
Yes, we were just...
Of course we see them! As soon as I woke up, I saw them. One of their leaves was tickling my nose and I tried to hack it off with a buzzsaw and almost took off my own leg. So I'm trying to calm down. Got it?
You have a buzzsaw on your arm?
I don't not have one.
So you do have one?
It's possible that I have many things in my room.
Well, get it! We need it! The ship is going to become overrun if we don't do something about this!
Weren't you listening? I almost cut off my leg!
There's no time to dwell on the past!
Julian.
Captain!
I need you to calm down. This is a problem that we should approach with a very controlled solution.
But, Captain!
Just take 3 deep breaths for me. Good. Let that panic melt away. One more. Now, the vines that you're seeing are called...
Captain! Captain, this is crazy! They're like... Captain!
I'm here, Green!
Captain, it's crazy! Like they're... Hold on. Captain! Vines! There are vines all over the ship! It's like a jungle! I can't... What are y'all doing? Yoga? Has it been a private yoga class without me?
I'm just trying to calm them down. We can't approach this with panic. We have to stay...
You promise?
What?
I really like yoga, so I'm just saying, if you do have a yoga class, let me know.
We will.
Good, so what are these things?
Let's give it a moment. We may as well wait for Poppy.
What scent are you pumping in here? It's delightful.
Oh, I'm burning some sandalwood.
You're not allowed to use fire on the ship.
That's so reckless.
I adjusted the Atmo in my room so that it burns without setting off a reaction.
I've forgotten what real incense smells like.
It can be a bit overwhelming.
No, I like it.
Oh, good.
So, can I have a real fireplace instead of an artificial one?
Absolutely not.
That was a dumb question.
Reckless.
There's no such thing as a dumb question, just dumb people.
What?
Oh,
Lord.
A whole world of flowers. It's just so beautiful.
We're in here, Poppy.
Hi, everyone. I'd just like to say thank you for making my dreams come true. This is the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life. I had no idea how much you loved me.
She's misreading the situation horribly.
Poppy, this isn't actually a good thing, got it? The hallway is covered in vines, and if we're not careful, they'll grow all over the ship.
That's good! That's so good!
Poppy, please stop being so ignorant!
Poppy, you know I love you. You're the most precious little Snickers bar I know. But if you don't recognize the gravity of this situation, I'm going to rage all over the ship because this vine looks invasive. Really invasive. And if it somehow reached the fifth deck, that would put my crops in danger.
Your corn?
And my wheat? And my tomatoes? And...
Hold up, brethren. You've got tomatoes?
I've been done, hot tomatoes!
All right, everyone. Scale it back. This is going to take some serious brain power to manage. Are you guys with me?
All right. But first, you've got to tell us what these things are.
As the captain is about to explain, the newfound organism is number 12 out of the 36 new organisms created by Utna, Osiris the Sphinx being the 34th. It is known as the Astral Glory, a genetic hybrid of Kudzu, Morning Glory, and a variation of milkweed called Asclepias incarnata. This vine's invasive power is so potent that it could theoretically cover a landmass several acres wide in a matter of hours, depending on the chemistry of the soil and air. This often causes the victims of the infestation to overlook the crowning achievement of the species, which are its perfectly beautiful purple flowers with specks of pink and orange, which, if gazed directly into, create, to this day, an inexplicable feeling of nostalgia. You, listener, may believe that you've encountered this species. For reasons that cannot be explored, I must insist that you haven't. I'll now progress the log to the next relevant point, due to the 20 minutes of inefficient babble the crew engages in. You see, listener, I'm doing you a favor.
While this species could be beneficial to the ship's function, it can't be allowed to grow into key areas because it will certainly cause irreparable damage, especially to the engines or life support.
What do you suggest?
Finding where its original rooting is. If it's reaching those areas...
Or my farm on the fifth deck.
Yeah, the tomatoes.
Sure. If it reaches an area of importance, destroying it from the source would be the most effective means of getting rid of it, or potentially mixing this compound soil I made with its own source of nutrients in order to better control its growth chemically.
I don't want to kill it.
You never want to kill anything.
I tend to go that route, too.
Nope. If that thing comes anywhere near the farm, best believe I'll be killing a weed.
Unit 11.
Yes, Green.
Could you name any areas on the ship that are affected by the growth of this vine so far?
Scanning. Please hold.
Oh, I remember this song.
Right? Top 40 on Earth, like 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Crap, it's already been 10 years.
I never heard it.
I hate this song.
We must not have had this song on Mars.
Who was big on Mars when you left?
Lil Big Boy.
He's so gross.
I'm judging you.
I didn't say that I liked him, you just asked who was big.
Scan complete.
And?
All of decks 2 and 3, 75% of 4.
Holy crap!
25% of deck 5.
Deucicle!
Julian, come.
But my farm! Do you know how long it takes to reap a successful corn harvest?
Decks 4 and 9 are our largest priorities, and one of them has already been jeopardized.
Both.
Come again?
The Astral Glory vines have located the elevator shaft and are currently climbing straight down. They'll reach the engine room in 5 minutes.
For real?
For real.
Captain, we...
Poppy, Stanza, come with me to deck 4.
Yes, Captain. Hey.
Julian, you go with Green to the 9th deck to reinforce it against them.
Boys versus girls, I like it.
But Captain, what about...
After you reinforce the engines. Tomatoes won't do us any good if we're dead in the water.
Yes, ma'am.
Ladies, let's go.
Let's kill this sucker.
I'll pick the flowers.
Ready, big guy?
Let's get the lift before it becomes overgrown.
Nice.
The sooner we can destroy this horrid monstrosity, the bet... My God.
The hall hallway is...
green.
Yeah?
What? No, it's green. The hallway is.
Yeah, it is.
I just didn't expect it to be so...
what?
Beautiful.
Yeah. Too bad it's gonna kill us all.
Let's hurry.
Is lift operational?
Affirmative.
9th deck, please.
Transporting.
You know, it's nice to hang out. Just us guys for once. I feel like we never have guy time.
Unit 11, quick stop on 5th deck, please.
Oh, come on.
I'm sorry. I'll make it up to you. I have to save them, though.
If we all die, it's because you suck!
My apologies. Unit 11?
Yes.
From which direction are the vines approaching?
All directions, moving downward.
What? I see you, you little creeps. Unit 11, suggestions for eradication that don't involve herbicide.
Searching. The captain's party is currently flushing the 4th deck with high-intensity oxygen.
Is it working?
Progress.
This should be working in theory. They're moving faster.
Oh, dinglings!
Help!
What's going on?
They're wrapping her up!
Why have they turned on me?
Why isn't it working? There's no CO2 left.
Poppy, any ideas?
We're still breathing.
Oh, right. Yep. Makes sense.
Ah! Oh, cookie crumbs! Think, Julian. What stops creepy vines, but leaves regular plants alone? Unit 11, give me 9th deck.
Open channel.
Green!
I think it's chasing me!
Green, I think I've come up with something.
What, an apology for being a traitor who cares more about tomatoes than his own brethren?
I apologized!
Not enough to make me getting choked out by an angry morning glory acceptable!
Patch all crew through! Plants communicate via chemicals in the soil.
So what?
If we can come up with a warning compound to inject in the surrounding areas, it may repel them.
That's wonderful, Julian, love, but we can't move right now.
Maybe you and Green can do it.
Yeah, I'm wrapped up too.
Oh, my friends!
How come you're wrapped up, but Julian isn't?
Because I tried to follow orders and save the ship, but Julian is a turncoat, Jack Diesel.
Julian, you did it.
Ah, pox on my illustrious house. I'm the very Jack Diesel on which he speaks, but you don't know what I have in here.
A freaking bomb!
Yes, but...
we're counting on you now, Julian.
Well, that doesn't make me feel great.
Yeah, he sucks right now.
By the beautiful sword of Wong Fei-Hung, passed down in my family for generations, I will solve this.
You're lying. His family doesn't really have that sword.
Do your best.
I have no chemicals in here. Wait, I have a fruit ripener that contains ethylene. If I can release it as a vapor... aha.
Allow me to explain. Acacias are a varietal of tree in the plains of Africa that, when preyed upon, release a chemical compound into the air, C2H4, or ethylene, which, as a gas, travels through the air up to 50 yards, warning all other trees in the area, which causes them, within 10 minutes, to produce a tannin that can kill the herbivore in question, usually a sketchy-looking gazelle or a bunch of goofy ants. Zhu Li-in, in his frenzied state, believes that spraying this chemical into the air will cause the plant to halt, fooling it into thinking a predator is nearby.
If this varietal can't produce a natural poison, it may halt its growth in order to not breach the predator's habitat. I can do this. First, I have to make sure it's still safe. Where's the key? Where's the key? Here you are. Looks like you're safe.
Julian is referring to a plant, a tree sapling to be exact, a cross hybrid in its own right, with maple-shaped leaves of a pale blue hue and tiny plum blossom-like flowers that wasn't created by Utna, but was smuggled on board by Julian himself. Why, you ask? Well, I'm not at liberty to say.
Where's my chem sprayer? I've got gardening to do. Ah, my beauty. There we are. Now for some C2H4.
Printing complete. Please remove chem canister.
Right away, dear. Switch over to launcher mode. And we're off. Okay, Julian. Deep breath. Whatever's on the other side of that door is in for a world of pain. Now, you should never mess with a Jack Diesel like me, especially when tomatoes are on the line. Hut, hut! Here I go! Ah! Oh, no! Oh, no! It isn't stopping! No, fire another! I just have to... What the doosicle? Get over me, you... Oh, the burn! I need to... Get away! Can't move! Can't... Oh, no! I must move! Can I turn out of time?
The story should end here, but Julian's foolish actions actually had unintended consequences, for the gas did, in fact, affect the Astral Glory vine. The chemical reaction made the leaves greener, hardier, more robust, and in turn, they began to give off a faint odor, which attracted a tiny little being in a tiny little egg on a tiny little leaf. The smell of that leaf was so irresistible that the tiny being, losing patience, decided to hatch. Immediately, it sniffed, being nearly blind to and fro until it got a hold of the first leaf and slowly, luxuriously, took a long, slow bite and chewed ever so slowly, savoring the flower. This tiny, grotesque, ravenous being was in its own personal heaven, but like all family-oriented beings, didn't want to enjoy it alone. So, using a chemical it had derived from its first meal, the tiny, worm-like being sprayed a mist into the air that would awaken its brothers and sisters to this incredible feast. Soon, every tiny egg on every tiny leaf began to hatch. The sound of one being chewing turned into a dozen or so chewing, then 20, 60, 100, no, hundreds, thousands even, chewing together on the tenacious Astral Glory's leaves and stems. Suddenly, its growth stops, and our Julian is saved.
What the deuce? They've stopped. Oh, thank heavens. Little guy, you saved my life. Let me get a better look at you. Good gravy, you're an ugly little fiddleback, aren't you? The others will not like the sight of you, but you saved my life. So I swear, on the blade of Muramasa Singo, passed down in my family for generations, that I will protect you, no matter what. Ah, yes. Eat up, you ugly little monstrosity.
This was the way the larva pillars were born into the universe. Julian grabbed several, placed them in a box, and spread them around the ship, eventually freeing the others.
Took you long enough. That vine was starting to grow and very inappropriate. Ah! Ah! Get it off! What is it?
It's saving your life.
Don't let it touch... Ugh, don't! Get it away!
Their grotesque appearance, however...
No! Get it off of me! I don't like it! It's nasty! It's... I can't look at it! It's too...
makes it quite unpopular with the crew.
This is so gross!
Be kind.
I can't live on a ship with something this awful. Just looking at it makes me angry.
Oh, thank God the lava pillars hatched.
They have a name?
Yes, lava pillars. Part lava, part caterpillar, part tardigrade. With a few more things mixed in, the astral glory is meant to be their main food source.
Well, I'm gonna murder all of them.
No.
Agreed. Let's kill them.
Every last one.
No.
Gotta kill them all.
You can't.
All right, guys, chill out.
Captain,
you can't.
Utna.
Yes, Unit 11.
You're needed on the bridge.
You guys go ahead and take care of your quarters on the ship. I'll let you know if this is urgent.
Nothing is as urgent as stopping all these uglies. I'm going to get my boots.
I'll come with you. We need a plan.
No.
Captain, entering bridge.
All right, what do you have for me?
An additional transmission.
From Earth?
Unknown.
Right. Play it.
Playing transmission.
This transmission is classified, listener. It is not for you.
Kepler's Ark is a Full Metal Workshop podcast created by me, Ben Holbrook, and directed by Andrew Scoville. Our original producer was Ben Williams, and our sound engineer was Aaron Mack, who edited this episode, with additional edits being made by Jonah Q. All of the awesome music and composition you heard during the podcast was also made by Jonah Q. Our cast features Mita Chalana as Utna, Kenneth Lee as Julian, Tessa Jane Ferry as Stanza, Darian Daoshan as Green, Allison Lee Rosenfeld as Poppy, and Lynn Marie Rosenberg as Unit 11. A Kepler's Ark is still a work in progress and will need the support of listeners like you to help complete this first season, so please tell your friends to listen. And consider donating to help us finish the season. And more info on that can be found by visiting keplersark.com. Thank you for listening.